BBC News with Ian Purdon. The British government has defended its decision to call up 3,500 military personnel to provide extra security at the Olympics, only 2 weeks before the tournament begins. The government was forced to act because a contractor failed to supply enough trained security staff. The British Home Secretary, Theresa May, told Parliament the Games would be safe.
I can confirm to the House that there remains no specific security threat to the Games, and the threat level remains unchanged. And let me reiterate that there is no question of Olympic security being compromised.
Transport planners are also looking at alternative routes into London after the motorway between Heathrow Airport and the city was closed for emergency repairs. Olympic officials say Saudi Arabia will send two female athletes to the London Games, the first Saudi women to take part in the Olympics. They'll compete in judo and track and field events. Alex Capstick reports.
Neither of the two athletes have satisfied the main qualifying criteria, but the IOC was so determined they should compete in London, special permission was granted. The ultra-conservative Saudi government has previously resisted sending women to the Olympics because they're effectively banned from playing sport in public. But that violated equality rules in the IOC's charter. With females from Qatar and Brunei also set to take part, this Olympics will be the first in which every nation has been represented by women.
Taliban militants in Pakistan have shot dead 9 trainee policemen in the eastern city of Lahore. Officials said about 10 gunmen attacked a building where the police were staying. Naveed Ahmed, who lives nearby, described the assault.
As I opened the door, I saw 2 motorcycles parked here and one over there. I saw 5 or 6 men firing their guns as they entered the house. One man stood outside for a while, and then he also started firing and went inside. They kept firing for 12 or 13 minutes.
The Taliban said the attack was revenge for what they called the inhumane treatment of Taliban detainees. Jewish and Muslim organisations across Europe have issued a joint call to German lawmakers to protect the right to circumcise young boys. A court in Cologne ruled in June that the circumcision of infants on religious grounds alone amounted to grievous bodily harm. Jewish and Islamic groups say circumcision is fundamental to their faiths. The genocide trial of the former Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic has been adjourned after he complained of feeling unwell. A spokeswoman for the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague said he'd been taken to hospital for medical checks. Mr. Mladic denies charges of genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity. Soldiers have been deployed in the southwest of Japan, where unprecedented amounts of rain have caused floods and landslides. At least 3 people are reported to have died, and it's feared people may have been buried alive. World News from the BBC. And now, after more than 70 years broadcasting to the world from Bush House in central London, this BBC News Bulletin is the last to come from our Bush House studios. The BBC Director General Mark Thompson now looks back at the life story of Bush House.
The BBC first moved into Bush House in 1941. It was wartime, and the BBC's European services had become too big for their temporary headquarters in a converted skating rink in Maida Vale in West London. In the decades that followed, as the Second World War gave way to the Cold War and then to today's complex world, Bush House became a unique icon of authority and trustworthiness in news to millions of listeners around the globe. Often the World Service and the BBC's language services were the only source of reliable information available to listeners. In some countries, that's still largely true today. But now the BBC is leaving Bush House for a much expanded broadcasting house little more than a mile away. It's a gleaming new digital centre full of the latest technology and its own proud broadcasting heritage. The language services have already made the move, and this news bulletin for the English Language World Service is the very last BBC broadcast from Bush House. This benign Tower of Babel, the scene of so many great broadcasting moments and the home of so many great broadcasters over the years, is now silent, its corridors deserted, its studios empty. As the BBC's Director General, I'd like to pay tribute to all those who made Bush House such an enduring beacon of truth and objectivity in a troubled world, and I'd like to thank everyone who's tuned in over the years. The World Service's London base may be changing, but the BBC's commitment to serve our audiences around the world remains as strong as it's ever been. This is Mark Thompson, BBC News, Bush House.
So, the World Service and the news goes on, just not from here. From Bush House, that's the BBC News.